someone, you need their attention. The first thing necessary if you're going to influence anyone is their attention. By them engaging with the subject line, they're telling you, I'm open for you to prompt me and tell me what to do. Think about how we're using the subject line, which is, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? What's in it for me? Whatever we say here on the subject line, we want to reinforce that the entire way through. Safe word based on red widgets. Let's say you get to the email. Repeat it. Repeat that in the headline. Don't be afraid to just spell it out. No one cares about your funny joke.
If you haven't yet used Motion, the creative analytics platform used by top e-com and D2C brands like Fiori, True Classic, The Farmer's Dog, Hexclad, and hundreds more to ship winning ads, here's why you should try it out. Everyone knows that the right creative is the number one lever for success with paid ads. That's how you make money. But consistently shipping new winning creative? You're going to need your media buyers and your creative teams on the same page. Right now, you're probably spending hours tiring away going back and forth between Google Sheets and your ad platforms and tools, and then spending even more time plugging it all into different decks for the rest of your team. In a perfect world, you could have an elegant way to combine visual assets and performance data so media buyers can save time and creative teams can get the details they need to make great ads all in one place. And that's where Motion comes in. In seconds, you can build powerful visual reports using data from your ad accounts. You can monitor your performance metrics and see your visual assets in the same platform. No need to go back and forth across multiple apps. You'll finally have media buyers and creative teams working together to create and scale your next big winner. If you're ready to learn how the best D2C and e-commerce brands use Motion to ship winning Meta, TikTok, and YouTube ads, book a demo today or start a free trial at motionapp.com/DTC. Even better, Motion offers a monthly subscription plan so you can dodge those annoying annual contracts. Get 50% off your first month when you use the link motionapp.com/DTC on signup. It's All Killer No Filler. I'm Eric, and I'm back with Jogo, Jordan Gordon, retention and email lead at Pilot House. Welcome, Jordan. How are you doing?
I'm really well. How are you today?
Very, very well. I understand we are talking today about clicks and click flows in multi-stage conversion funnels. What's on your mind?
First of all, I got a stack of like three different topics we got to go through in the next kind of coming weeks or whatever. So I had a little difficult time picking which one to do today. I picked this one because I just see it. I see it failed so many times. I see this thing just wrong so many times. And so there's probably a really big opportunity out there. One of the other topics that we'll probably do coming up was like improving your kind of conversion funnel support. But this one was just so foundational. It's like, well, this fits in your conversion funnel support. It fits in your campaigns. You're always having these multi-stage processes someone has to go through to make a purchase. So let's just make sure that we have the right philosophy about how to approach that. And then let that work its way into all the things we talk about in coming months.
What this makes me think of is a friend of mine that gave a talk, one of the first event I ever put on in Berlin. And he gave it just a talk about like the job of each asset in your marketing funnel. So basically, like a lot of people, you know, when they write their Facebook ad are trying to like tell the whole story, get them all sold, like in their Facebook ad. But he was reminding us that really that job of that Facebook ad is to get them to click and really understanding kind of what the job to be done at each stage of the funnel is. So you're not trying to do too much or the wrong things in the wrong places. Does that resonate with kind of what we're talking about today with email?
It's exactly correct. Let me add to that. Let me not detract from that at all, because that's bang on. Let me add to that also, there's another job in there, and the job is the user. The user has a job. So asking them to do their job at the right point. So always, you know, make sure at that stage you're telling them to do the right thing. And sometimes just sometimes you're not actually telling them what to do. You're waiting for them to do something, and that's your indication. Okay, it's now time for me to get them to do something. And that's really valuable in ads, like in the kind of the ads world. You know, you're looking for qualified traffic because you're going to spend money and get them to do something. Email's largely free, but where we lose is bounce rates and things like that. So kind of, you know, making sure that the whole talk today, that the flow is optimized so that you get the most out of every single set of eyes.
Nice.
So I got some cards.
Sweet.
By the way, I had a sales call yesterday, and the gentleman on the call had kind of, you know, joked that he was the one thing out of the call he didn't get was any cards.
If you're not watching this on YouTube yet, you're missing the card. So make sure you find D2C on YouTube, subscribe to us there, and you'll never miss a card again.
So I want to talk about here. This is like so foundational. Every single asset that someone's on, it should be doing three things. It should be telling the person, where am I? What do you want me to do? And what's in it for me? Right? That's so when you look at every single asset, that's what you think about. Because those are the things you want, everything to lead into one of those things. Just like in Shakespearean play, every single line of dialogue is supposed to further the plot in some way. It was that way until Waiting for Godot. In the same way, we want every single thing on that page to clarify one of these three things. So let's talk about them really quickly, you know, on an email or a landing page, because an email is kind of just like a landing page in your inbox. Where am I? It's actually pretty simple. It's just like the logo and the menu. There also, you might have different categories of messages, like different kinds of messages. So that almost like that message is a brand. So you can brand that message to drive home what it is. For instance, if someone goes through your conversion funnel support, you might have a different look and feel for the whole conversion funnel support. So they realize, they feel like, oh, I still know where I am. This is still doing the job it's supposed to do, for instance. But the where am I is mostly in the email, just standardized, taken care of. What do you want me to do? You're going to do this with your headline and your CTA. The CTA is obviously a call to action. It's telling you exactly what you want them to do. You want them up with the headline. What's in it for me? You do that with your headline and your subhead. Now, interestingly, headline is in both. So you want your headline to clarify both. What do you want me to do? And what's in it for me? Order a blue widget and save 30% on a red widget. Right?
Yep.
That's a headline. That's a very powerful headline because it does both. If all they need to do is make any purchase, just complete any cart, like 40% off red widgets, you don't need to tell them what they need to do. It's just because they it's implied. 40% off red widgets. Save 40% on red widgets. But if there's anything more specific than any cart, you want to spell out both things in that headline. And final thought on this, you know, the subhead is a chance for you to really flesh out what's in it for me, and no one reads the body, right? So, you know, the body's there for the 1% of people that actually read it.
ChatGPT can do that. And when you say what's in it for me, we're just talking the offer, or you're actually putting selling points in that as well, like never get acne again or something like that that's related to the product?
Yeah. Well, that depends, right? Like we were talking about the email, you might let the site do that, right? Or you might put that in that body for those people who really read about it. Or you might put it right in your subhead. The what's in it for me is definitely the value that they're getting. The core values are newness, savings, aspiration, and also just kind of interest.
Yep.
Right. So what you were talking about there, you know, that value proposition, you would probably be, in practice, you would be conveying that value proposition in campaigns during a launch. So that would actually, I would categorize that under newness.
Got it.
But to boil all that down, whatever it is that's in it for them, whether it's a value proposition or a savings, you wanna convey that. Yeah?
Yep.
Neat, right?
Good rubric.
Here's where I see this fail a bit. So where am I? Okay, I'm on my email, for instance, right? Well, this is the same philosophy for ads, right? What do you want me to do? Now, the what do you want me to do becomes the where am I on the next page. And the what's in it for me is persistent on each. So, shop red widgets. I can't believe I see this fail. You go somewhere and here's the biggest failure. I don't see any red widgets. If there is no red widget where I go, your bounce rate is going to increase. Your revenue per session is going to decrease. Best situation, this is Amazon, When you're on Amazon and you say shop red widgets, you go to a page and the first thing you see is like a very clear, simple, plain text headline that says like red widgets in large font. And then below that, you will see well above the fold, like the most prominent thing, you will see three red widgets. You don't see a whole bunch of mountains and, you know, you don't see any other that stuff.
Yeah.
The clearer the CTA to the clearer the what do you want me to do CTA to the where am I relationship is, the higher your conversion rate.
Makes sense. Congruency. Yeah. Funnel congruency.
Yeah. Yeah. And this like this applies everywhere. So, I mean, I was thinking about this when I wrote this in the guise of campaigns, but absolutely this applies to all your conversion funnel support and every message, right?
It just feels insulting when it's not that. You know what I mean? Like it happens so often in conversion funnels where you click from something you're interested in to a page where that thing is not there. And it's like, what are you even doing?
Absolutely. So that's the biggest failure, right? But like, let's say a secondary fail is I'm not, the value for me is no longer reinforced. That's the secondary fail, right? So let's talk about how reinforcing value would work. You got your subject line, your email, and your landing page. That's kind of our basic setup. And you might have from the landing page, another page. And the landing page in email is generally actually the site. We're not generally doing a separate landing page because that separate landing page is important for ads because you're spending so much on ads that every time it justifies an extra page build. Between your subject and your email, especially when you're split testing, you do your split test on click-through rate. And what matters between your subject line and your email is click-through rate. Opens are garbage. I think I've, like, for the last year, more than a year, opens have just been trash. So forget opens. So this is what the important relationship between your subject line and the email is the click-through rate. How many people clicked on the email? The important relationship between your email and your landing page is the revenue per click. And I did mention this next thing before in previous talk. I mean, I delivered that one talk at the end of last year that had like 5 months worth of talks all in one. So I'm going to, in the next few talks, kind of develop some of those ideas a bit. But so you've got your click-through rate and then you get your revenue per click. And the way the math works, your click-through rate times your revenue per click is your revenue per email sent. So the relationship between your subject line and your landing page, the full funnel, is revenue per email sent.
And so you don't fuck around with CTOR. You just go, when you say CTR, you're referring to. You used to use CTOR.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But now because opens are so degraded with the Apple opens and other things, you just skip that all, leave it out of the equation, go right to clicks.
I don't even think about it. It's exactly right.
Clicks to deliveries.
Yeah, that's right.
Got it.
So listen, the subject line is what's in it for me. You do not have to worry about telling them what to do because you don't yet know to influence someone, you need their attention. The first thing necessary if you're going to influence anyone is their attention. So by them engaging with the subject line, they're telling you, I'm open for you to prompt me and tell me what to do. Right? And this is just like I said, this philosophy mirrors in ads. We're all doing really just one thing. When we think about, and this is what I'd said earlier, when we think about how we're using the subject line, which is, like we said here, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? What's in it for me? Whatever we say here on the subject line, we want to reinforce that the entire way through. So say 40% on red widgets. Well, look, let's say you get to the email. Like I said, repeat it. Repeat that in the headline. Don't be afraid to just spell it out. The simpler this is, I say this kind of internally to my team all the time, like, no one cares about your funny joke, right? It's all happening so fast. Everyone's processing what you're doing in just like fractions of a second.
Yeah.
So say it in the subject line. Reinforce it in the headline. You've now got more room to play with. So you can say what's in it for me and you can add a what do you want me to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to the landing page, so let's just say we're in a seasonal launch, okay? on that landing page, whatever's going on that page, why don't you just shift it down a bit, put a little banner, you know, new red widgets for the season, right? 30% off red widgets. Just reinforce it. Little line right there. So the first thing I see when I get there, I get that value reinforced. Don't make them do all the work. Do every little bit of work for the user. And yeah. So then they finally get there. The entire way, they've had that value reinforced. Now, not only is it just good to, you're reminding them, but you're actually compounding the idea of what that value is. Like, whoa, man, I really, because they're on the next page. Oh, I really have wanted one of those red widgets, haven't I? Oh, look at this amazing picture of a red widget. You're allowing that whole, that world to develop in their minds. And this is why, I'd said this before, the biggest benefit from a subject line, if you do your funnel testing, the biggest pop is not open rate. It's certainly not. I mean, when you think about real open rates back in the old days, it was like a 20% open rate. A good open might get you 25%. Like, oh yeah, a good open rate. Yeah, we got 25%. That's an extra, what'd we pull? A 25% benefit uplift. But like, it's possible for an email that was like, say, you know, an email had a, your general emails were 1% click-through rate, and you got a 2% click-through rate. Oh, wow, that's double. That's not a 25% benefit, that's a double benefit. And the revenue per click. So you go to Klaviyo, download the cent, the clicks, recommend unique clicks, and the revenue, because a unique click is close to a session, download the cent, the clicks, and the revenue, and you divide the clicks by the cent to get the click-through rate. You divide the revenue by the clicks to get the revenue per click, and you will see, I just talked about a 25% uplift from the subject line in an open rate, which we don't look to add anymore. And I talked about doubling the click-through rate. It's possible. You'll see like a 4 or 5x benefit on revenue per click. You'll see this, sometimes it'll be crazy because the entire way you have hammered home that value in it for them. Yeah?
Made it real easy.
Made it real easy. Do all the work for them.
Soft landings.
There's a kind of a conflict in there with something else I've said, although, you know, it's a complex world. But also, I'd said, and I've stolen this from Don Draper, this isn't my own genius, but, you know, there's no budget that you have that can spend more than someone's imagination. So, you know, you could say, well, hey, if you're doing all the work for them, you're not giving them a chance to develop that idea. And I think maybe for what he did, which is more like, you know, the last episode, the big Coke thing, right? Yeah. The big Coca-Cola. Yeah. So for that spoiler kind of alert. Thinking. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't watched Mad Men yet, that's kind of on you. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. So let's just bookend this whole thing by saying, this is like direct response. We want someone to do something, and we're shaving off basis points of stuff that we're losing along the way is what we're doing here. And this is, it would be a separate kind of thinking if you were really trying to make them imaginative and creative. And frankly, you'd probably like put some video in front of them. We're talking about like headlines and CTAs here.
Yeah. We're talking about moving red widgets here. Not buying the world a Coke, you know? Even though I guess a Coke could be red widget, but let's...
The original red widget. The original
red widget.
So now I want to talk about... This is now very much more email specific. And again, maybe I have discussed this in a previous talk, but I'm really trying to flesh out... I've just dumped so much on the audience. I'm really trying to flesh it out and organize a bunch of these thoughts. I've had to go back and listen to previous talks and find what's missing. So let's say you're doing a drop. You're doing a seasonal launch, right? So we're going to do subject line, email, category page, and we're going to measure the revenue per click on the category page from the email. So launch, always send to the category page, and think about this. Maybe I've done this before.
Repeat.
Yeah. So don't, in my opinion, don't showcase a bunch of products from the launch in your email, because then they're going to just know, they're going to just see what's in your launch. They don't need to click. So this one is pure lifestyle imagery, and you make them click. So now you're paying attention. And, you know, you can spin up an email in a few days, right? You pay attention. What sold really well? What really killed it? Okay, so now we do another one. Category feature, right? And in that category feature, so let's say maybe your launch had more than one category, maybe it didn't, whatever, right? In that email, you've got one thing that goes to the category page and one thing that goes to a PDP, something that was good. So now, or two PDPs. Now you're doing something more like a hero and a couple of products, right? After you've learned what's selling. Don't drive someone to a PDP until you know that those are popular. Then, okay, you test the category feature we just did, which goes to category and PDP. You split test that because you want to learn if this works with your audience, to sending them only to PDPs later on in the season, stuff that you know is selling well, one, or stuff that you really want to move. So this product feature would probably be the kind of the premium, the stuff with a really high margin, or stuff that you just really, really want to get rid of. Now you're going to drive right to those pages. But make sure you split test that against this version that still sends someone to a category page, because category pages have more variety. It's more likely someone will find what they want on it. So and what you're looking for in both of these is which of these methods got the best revenue per click, right? And also, while we're at it, the best revenue per email sent. So the best revenue per click, meaning that the destination worked, but also just the best revenue per email sent, just to make sure that, okay, well, you know, it killed the click-through rate because they didn't see something they want. It always has to have a good revenue per email sent. And then finally, the closing sale. And this is going to be subject line, email, category again. So it's like a sandwich. And driving just the category, this is the simplest email. The email is the value. The email is just like 30% off red widgets, right? How do you feel about all that?
It's all killer. It's no filler. It's people who are sending emails can break this down and get a ton of value.
Yeah, very good.
Super exciting.
So I've got a really big one. Like I said, I wanted to get through that first, but we're going to talk about how to optimize your conversion model support, your site abandon, your browser abandon, your cart abandon, your checkout abandon. Techniques that I use all the time, but also really importantly, how to really know it's working. This is what I see the most. So a little lead in for next time, kids. What I see the most is someone's got a bunch of conversion model support, but it's not what I would call working. And when you've got, you know, four flows, 10, 12 emails, how do you know the whole thing's like, how do you know it's doing what it's supposed to do? So we're gonna go into that.
I love
that.
I think a lot of people just we tick boxes in this industry. Like, you gotta have this in place, and then once you tick a box, like, it's done. I think a lot of people don't step back and really understand whether it's working in a holistic sense, and that's something you got to do like on an ongoing basis to optimize, right?
Yeah. So we'll start in the talk. No, I'm gonna save it.
Okay, we'll save it. You're also working on the anti-spam Rosetta Stone. I don't know if that's too much of a. You're looking like the infinity gauntlet of anti-spam. You're putting together all of the stones right now. Is that how that works?
The
infinity stones. What do I call
it? The riddle of spam.
The riddle of spam. Okay.
Kind of like Conan the Riddle of Steel. The riddle of spam. Yeah. I mean, we are going to discuss that too, but what I did, I probably put together two talks in one. So,
and if you want to get a closer look at these cards, you just got to, you know, sign up on Pilot House and get on a call with Jordan. He'll show you firsthand. He might even send you an autographed card to your house. He's willing to do that.
Let me ask you too now, just really quickly. So while we're here, cause you know, it's funny, we work together kind of, but you know, most of the time we're on the podcast together. What's everyone else bringing with talks right now? You know, how can I change kind of what I'm bringing to the table to kind of match what's happening, or if that even makes sense, or if what I'm doing is kind of off to left field, but it's perfect that way.
Yes. I would say I don't think anyone is bringing, people are bringing kind of more observational stuff, but you're running with things in a more of an educational way, you're sort of more willing to put yourself out on the line with how you think things need to be. Mm-hmm. And I think the audience responds to it, honestly. I think that's why we get a lot of feedback about what you're saying, because you're being fairly prescriptive, you know, even to the point where you're saying things and then a week later you're like, ooh, I need to actually go back and change that a little bit because I was a little bit too loosey-goosey on what I said about spam. And I think it's like, I don't know, it's this ongoing document we're creating. What I'm interested in is figuring out how we can take it and build it into a compendium. Because I think people love listening to the podcast, but figuring out, like, with all of your cards, like, figuring out how to put it all together into like the book of email or something, into something that's definitive, I think could be really, really interesting for the audience. So right now this is still on the podcast. So if people are listening to this live freestyling and you want something like that, let us know. If there's something else you'd want from Jordan or from any of the other heads on the All Killer No Filler Pilot House side. So that would be Google, Amazon, Meta, TikTok and beyond. Just let us know. Shoot us an email. You can reach me at eric@directtoconsumer.co or Jordan at jordan.g@pilothouse.co. jordan.g@pilothouse.co. But yeah, let's leave it there for now. I think we definitely get a lot of good feedback on your episodes. So just keep on keeping on as far as I can tell.
All right.
We're also going to be launching some Jogo social clips coming up. So keep your eyes peeled on the social channels for a little more slickly edited Jordan teachings, because those are coming your way as well. I'm excited for those.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you're not getting the D2C newsletter, you can subscribe for free at directtoconsumer.co. And if you want to learn more about Pilot House's all-killer, no-filler services, take off to pilothouse.co. I'm Eric Dick, and this has been the D2C Podcast. We'll see you next time.